You know, I'd begin to think about the theory of the chemical bond very seriously in 1926, 27, after quantum mechanics was discovered. And in 1928, I published a paper, a preliminary paper, and said that I would write more later on. I didn't write anything more for 3 years because the problem turned out to be such a hard problem, the mathematical problem, that I couldn't solve it. And time went by. Finally, in December 1930, one day, I thought of a way to get around the mathematical difficulties, a simplification which made it very easy to get results. And I was so excited and happy. I think I stayed up all night writing out, solving the equations, which were so simple that I could solve them in a few minutes, solve one equation and get the answer and solve another equation about the structure of octahedral complexes, such as the ferrocyanide ion in potassium ferrocyanide, or square planar complexes such as in a tetrachloroplatinate ion, and various other problems. I just kept getting more and more euphorious as time went by, and it didn't take me long to write a long paper about the nature of the chemical bond. And that was a great experience.